Hello friends, this is Sam Cheney reporting for Weaponized News. Today is November 4th, 2021. I'm in the heart of the New World Order, the medical tyranny, the scientific dictatorship, California. Pure insanity in this state. LA rolled out vaccine passports today, LA County, San Francisco is saying 5-year-olds have to have a vaccine passport to participate in society. We're going to go over that with you today. The guest I had scheduled got censored, got deleted off Twitter. So this, for speaking out against the medical tyranny insanity, this is the insanity that I'm dealing with on a daily basis. I looked out my window today at work. I saw a mask blowing by in the wind. It was like a tumbleweed. Think of the mask. That's a biomedical waste product. Think of it. Everywhere you look, there's masks just littered on the ground, thrown on the ground. COVID-19, the greatest threat against humanity of all time. That's what the media and the lying criminal government tell us. But yet they've never told us what the proper disposal method of us for these masks are. It makes me so angry. The infantile mind, the submit heads of the people that continue to go along with this. I still see people in their car alone, or families, whoever. People driving in their car wearing their masks. What is that doing? You're killing brain cells, depriving yourself of oxygen now. Take off the stupid mask, coward, sheep, scum. I'm sick of you people. We're going on 2 years into this. You're really pissing me off. I'm going to start. They're pushing us now, the awake, to bad outcomes, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. They're pushing us to bad outcomes. Let's get to the news. Look at this criminal scum of the earth, Gavin Newsom, the unofficial Getty stepson, tweeted this yesterday. The Pfizer vaccine is available for kids 5 to 11. Science and data don't lie. The vaccine is safe. The vaccine is effective. The vaccine can save your child's life. Your children are not even at risk. Like 300 something kids died in the whole country. And they would have died anyway. It's tragic when a child dies. You know how many children this vaccine's going to kill? These are insane lunatics, Satan worshipers out of their GD mind. Trying not to cuss because I get so angry. Okay. It's so maddening what they are doing now. Gavin Newsom is a lying piece of trash. He should have been recalled. The elections are rigged in the state, or we're that freaking stupid. Are we that stupid? Maybe LA and San Francisco are. We'll get to reports about what's happening in those areas. But my God, children are not even at risk. This is experimental gene therapy. It's not even a vaccine. And the clown show joke of a governor, American Psycho cartoon character Gavin Newsom, wants to sign up your 5-year-old. They're going to vaccinate children in public school without parental consent. Without parental consent in California. I have to calm down because this makes me violently angry. How evil, how satanic these pieces of trash are. I'm holding back on the cussing. Now. Let me put that up for you again. This piece of... I mean, Gavin Newsom is going to burn in hell. He's the unofficial stepson of the Gettys. He's a Satan worshiper. He probably drinks adrenochrome. I mean, the definition of evil is this clown, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Whew. Let's get to this report. LA County is rolling out the vaccine passports. Let's hear the report from the lamestream media, KTLA.
Others say they're going to do whatever it takes to get us through the pandemic. No matter which side you are on, you are going to have to start showing proof of vaccination at some LA County businesses and starting today. All right, let's go ahead and break it down for you. For first, the county mandate, it's already in effect. Again, it started today. You're going to have to show proof of full vaccination at bars, wineries, and nightclubs. And that applies to the customers and to the employees. And now the city mandate. This goes into effect in just a few days. That's on Monday. It has been delayed, but it's going to start on Monday. It is much stricter anywhere in the city of LA. Indoor restaurants, bars, coffee shops, indoor malls, gyms, movie theaters, spas, nail and hair salons. You have to show proof of vaccination. Again, that starts Monday. A lot of customers that we talked with today say those who are not vaxxed are making it tough on others.
I think the people who are not vaccinated are endangering even people who are vaccinated.
So you have proof of vaccination, you keep it handy, and you're not inconvenienced by showing it?
No, not at all.
Some of the business owners we talked with today say it's really frustrating for them. They've already lost a lot of customers through the pandemic. They say they just don't have enough staff right now to be asking people to show proof of vaccination. Could cause even more delays, and that frustrates customers. They also say it's a way that could alienate customers. But no matter what you think, if you go to an LA County bar, pub, or winery today, you will have to show proof of full vaccination.
Yeah, whatever. These are clown show jokes. Clown show jokes. They show the most unhealthy person in the world. That woman's going to die soon. Bless her soul for being a naive fool. Okay. That reporter's going to die. Everybody going along with this, you're going to die. You understand? You're going to die real soon. You go along with this vaccine agenda. The real agenda, like weaponized news, Sam Cheney right here in Fresno County is reporting to you. Continue to report. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Sheep slaves, wake up. It's not about public health, or they wouldn't allow homeless to defecate and shit all over the streets and inject themselves and have these third world shanty town tent cities everywhere. That right there is proof this is not about public health. This is about compliance until while they collapse the economy. You just heard her say that businesses are worried. And they've already lost a lot of business due to the lockdowns, due to the shutdowns. This is about collapsing the economy, the Great Reset of the monetary system, one world government agenda. And they're using COVID-19, which have a 99% survival rate. If you're a healthy person, not that sickly old lady that's going to die soon that they showed on this news report. It's not even a threat to you, okay? You comply, you die. You understand? Slaves, wake up. It's so disgusting. Oh, it's so maddening, people. I know my audience knows that. Spread the word. spread this report, the absurdity of it all. Continuing here. Now, you know what's got me really pissed off is the five-year-olds. They rolled out, Gavin Newsom rolled out to the five-year-olds. Back to this. This piece of trash. This is the biggest piece of shit on the planet now. In the whole country. He's the first one. California's the first one to mandate it on 5 through 11-year-olds. Again, the biggest piece of shit in the whole country is Gavin Newsom. There's a survival rate right there. Take a look. Clown show, piece of shit health department, piece of shit government. Oh, who's the source for that? The CDC. You're all lying pieces of shit. What are some of the comments on Gavin Newsom's tweet there? Science and data lie all the time? It just depends on who's presenting it and what is in it for them. Cui bono. Of course, who benefits, right? Who benefits? Who benefits? Who benefits? Well, Satan benefits. The New World Order, One World Government benefits. The Georgia Guidestones, which are etched in stone in Atlanta, they're real things. Go look it up on the internet. Go visit it in person. It's very well documented. The global elite, which Gavin Newsom, the piece of shit, is part of, as being part of the Getty family. Why don't we reduce the world's population down to 500 million people by the year 2030. Look it up. I don't care what your politics are. It doesn't matter. Do you understand? Gay, straight, trans, black, white, yellow. It doesn't matter. Unless you're in the club. It's a big club and you ain't in it. Just like George Carlin would say. Do you understand, people? I'm knocking at the door here. My children. I'm going to continue this broadcast. Their mother should take care of them, hopefully. Let's continue this broadcast with some other. Let's see. More outrageous news, or are we going to see some pushback? Finally. Let's go with some more outrageous news now. Let's take a look at this. Walensky flip-flop, says CDC not examining changing definition of fully vaccinated. And then, of course they are. They've already changed it twice. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is not examining changing the definition of fully vaccinated, said the director on Wednesday. The definition of fully vaccinated is one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna. And we're not examining changing that definition. This clown, freak show, joke of a person, satanically possessed demon. I'm fired up tonight. I mean, with the five-year-olds, it's got me extremely pissed off. I'm extremely pissed off. And everybody should be. And I'm pissed off that you're not pissed off. You understand? You understand they're committing crimes against humanity, crimes against children. What does it take, man? What does it take to wake you people up? I know my audience knows that. Share this. Share this. Everybody should be outraged out of your mind right now what these maniac psychopathic killers are doing. Look it up. Here's the GD book right here. Look it up. It's no mystery. They're writing books about it now. You're woke. You're so smart. You're so freaking smart. Get this book. Read it. They don't care about your wokeness. About how gay you are. About how black you are. About any of it. Read this book. Get a clue. So sick and tired of it, man. They're going after five-year-olds. Now, you understand? I can't even have guests on my show because they're getting censored and we lose contact. This has happened 2, 3, 4 times. I've had big guests lined up. Today, had this guy lined up. Hopefully I'll be able to get him on in the future. And talk about this guy right here. Ed Rankin. He's on Twitter blowing it up. About how absurd all this medical tyranny is. He's censored. I can't even find him. Send him an email. His email's probably censored. Who knows? We're going under hardcore medical tyranny. One world government. People say, hey, Sam, have your producer get so-and-so on. Well, I'm my producer, and I try to get big guests on. Half of them, before I can get them on my show, they get banned off of social media, and I can't even contact them anymore. Now I'm trying to contact them through email. Do you people understand the level of tyranny we're under? They're coming after the five-year-olds. My effing God, man. What will wake you up? Did you need dead children stacked up in the street? Oh, it wasn't the vaccine? Go F yourself. Every doctor, every medical person going along with this. Burn in hell, assholes. Do you understand? I'm done. We're done. We're done, dude. We're done. No matter how many lies you tell, we're done. You people are going to burn in hell for what you're doing. It pisses me off so fucking much. It should piss you off too. Try to hold back on the cussing. I can't. It's unbelievable the level of lies. This is medical tyranny, a violation of our civil rights, our state constitutional rights, our U.S. federal government rights. It should piss off everybody unless you're a communist. You want, and even you stupid communists, Antifa, BLM, whatever you identify as, idiot. Joke show, woke show, idiot. They're going to line you. Dave, if you've taken the vaccine, they already lined you up first for the slaughter, idiots. If you knew anything about history, they execute the supporters of the tyrannical regime first because they know once those people wake up, the radicals. Oh, I'm radical, I'm radical, I'm radical, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm crazy. They're injecting five-year-olds now with an experimental gene therapy. We have no long-term safety studies. Look at the profile. I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm radical. You're psychotic killers born of Satan. I'm radical now. Here's the profile. This is 1% of the reporting. Here you go, VARS. You're lining up your five-year-olds for this. Think about it. 1% of the reporting. Look at every vaccine from 1990, flat, introduced COVID-19 vaccine, and deaths go off the charts. There you go. And you people are signing up your five-year-olds to attend public school, a failed institution. The government's corrupt beyond imagination. Any elected government official going along with this, you're committing crimes against children, crimes against humanity. You will be held accountable. It's a very angry broadcast by me, because I cannot believe, well, I can believe, but that we would put up with this. Well, here's some people that are not putting up with this. Let's take a look. Becker News now. 27 states declare their opposition to Biden's federal vaccine mandates. Alaska. Their governor tweeted out, "This is ridiculous and unenforceable." Yeah, do you have an army? Your army of enforcers are going to be vaccine injured, mind control slaves? Do not comply. We will beat this. We have to wait this out. Look, and this corrupt old piece of shit, Brandon, Joe Biden, you're going to listen to what that piece of shit says? Or our piece of shit, this piece of trash, Gavin Newsom? Look at this clown. Clown show joke. Look at this.
Just me and my twin in them. Yeah, my twin in them. Oh, best friend. We killing them. No friend.
Yeah. There you go. He got his booster. His flu shot. You believe that? You're dumb as a rock. You have cement in your head. Gavin Newsom, look, the pretty boy with the good hair and the pretty smile, he did not take these vaccines, okay? He's an elitist, globalist, Satan worshiper, Jesuit. He knows the score. He knows what time it is. He's carrying out the agenda. I know my audience knows this, because you wouldn't be listening to me if you didn't know this. But spread this to your friends. Tell them, hey, Gavin Newsom's a Jesuit. Look it up, man. These guys are carrying out an evil satanic agenda for your Catholics, for your mainstream Catholics. Take a look at who the hell these people are, your mainstream Christians now. Take a look at who these clown show jokes are. This guy's an actor, man. Kidding me? And Jerry Brown before him was also a Jesuit. Kidding me? Continuing your pushback. Alabama. Their governor tweets out. Arizona. Arkansas. Florida. Georgia. Let's hear what Ron DeSantis has to say.
I can say the one thing that I'm concerned about is them trying to force mandates on individuals and businesses. How could we get to the point in the country where you would want to have someone lose their job because of their choice about the vaccine or not? I mean, look, some folks have reasons to do. Maybe they're making the wrong decision, but to put them out of work and send them and not let them earn a living because of this, I just think that that's fundamentally wrong. And I think that the more and more this has become coercive, where people have threatened mandates and firing and business consequences, the more it does that, I think the more people it alienates. I don't think it actually helps to get more people to ultimately do it, but I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that. And if they try to do that through a rule like the Department of Labor, I don't think they have the legal authority to do that. We obviously would want to support.
That's Ron DeSantis, and that's Florida, and federal mandates. How about fuck you and giving 5-year-olds through 11-year-olds who are not even at risk this shot? Fuck you. Georgia's pushing back. Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wyoming. There's a map right here of everybody pushing back, all the states pushing back. How about this? Eat shit and die, medical tyrant, Nazi piece of shit, scum. You are going to face Nuremberg trials. You and your Fauci, you and your Newsoms, you and your Brandons, Bidens. I didn't want to go on this broadcast and go on a cussing rant, but I mean, my God. What they're doing here is truly incredible. Crimes against humanity. Work tax. Biden mandate makes unvaccinated pay for their own COVID test at least once a week. Are you kidding me? Tell these piece of shit scum Nazis to fuck themselves. Fuck you. You understand that? Government, health department, go fuck yourselves. I'm going to pay. I haven't taken one test. I barely wore the mask as little as possible. Now, I'm not taking the vaccine. Go fuck yourselves, piece of shit scum. Health department, Gavin Newsom, all of you, all you government criminal scum, Nazi pieces of shit, go fuck yourselves. Sorry for this cussing rant, but I had to get it out. I had to get it out, people. You know it. You know, if you're listening to this show, then you know it and you feel the same way as me. Back to the VARS data. Here you go. Let me remind you. They're mandating this on 5 to 11-year-olds now. And you. And you. Genocide, crimes against humanity. Lying criminal scum don't care. Continuing here on weaponized news. The funny one, some levity for the situation of how serious it is. At Lowe's today. Let's go, Brandon. Hey, go fuck yourself, piece of shit. You understand, motherfuckers?
Dai Lambini. Dai Bambini. Dai Bambini.
That's Italy protesters chanting hands off children. Everybody should keep their hands off children. Here's a funny one, some more comedy for you on this very angry broadcast. I once resembled Leonardo DiCaprio, but COVID took away my dreams of stardom. This is out of the Mirror out of the UK. And this is just too freaking stupid, too funny. Leonardo DiCaprio look-alike, Roman Burtsev, 39, who previously played the star in a vodka advert, blames the pandemic for ruining his resemblance to the Hollywood superstar. Too funny, too stupid. But we need some comedy at the end of this broadcast. Excuse my cussing. I'm very upset. Everyone should be outraged and cussing and screaming and pulling your hair out. I pray to God, people of discernment, do not give your 5-year-old through 11-year-old the COVID-19 vaccine. They are not even at risk. The government are lying criminal scum that will face justice. If you're in research, subscribe to this channel. Speak out and take action.